Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 11, Service to the Lord, Part 5, The Three Classes of Devotees. There are three classes of devotees according to the degree of conviction. Shastra yuktau cha nipuna sarvatha dridha nishchayaha prauda shraddho dhikariya sa bhakta uttamo mata. The first-class devotee is conversant with all kinds of Vedic knowledge and at the same time has that firm conviction which was mentioned previously. The first-class devotee can deliver all others from the pangs of material miseries. Ya shastra dishu anipuna sraddhavan satu madhyama. The second-class devotee is firmly convinced and has strong faith, but he or she has no power to cite evidence from the revealed scriptures. Yo bhavet komala sraddha sakanishto nigadyate. And the third class devotee is one whose faith is not very strong, but by the gradual cultivation of devotional service, he or she will eventually be eligible for promotion to the second or first class position. In the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said by Navayogendra Havi, Sarva Bhuteshu Yat Pashyed Bhagavad Bhavam Atmanaha Bhutani Bhagavati Atmani Esha Bhagavatottamaha. The first class devotee always sees the Supreme Lord as the soul of all living entities. Thus, in seeing all living entities, the first-class devotee sees Krishna and nothing but Krishna. Ishware tad adhineshu bhavisheshu dvishatsucha prema maitri kripopeksha yat karoti samadhyamah. The second-class devotee places full faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, makes friends with the pure devotees, favors the innocent persons, and avoids those who are atheistic or opposed to devotional service. Archayam eva haraye pujamya sradaye hate natad bhakteshu chanyeshu sa bhakta prakrita smritaha. And the third class devotee engages in devotional service according to the directions of the spiritual master, or engages out of family tradition and worships the deity of the Lord, but he or she is not cultivated in knowledge of devotional service, and thus he or she does not know a devotee from a non-devotee. Such third-class devotee cannot actually be considered a pure devotee. One is almost in the devotional line, but one's position is not very secure. One can thus conclude that when a person shows love for God and friendship for devotees, displays mercy towards the innocent, and is reluctant to associate with non-devotees, then he or she may thus be considered a pure devotee. By developing devotional service, such a person can perceive that every living entity is part and parcel of the Supreme. For in each and every living entity, one can see the Supreme Person, and therefore one becomes highly developed in Krishna consciousness. And at this stage, one does not distinguish between the devotee and the non-devotee, for one sees everyone in the service of the Lord. Thus, one continues to develop all great qualities while engaged in Krishna consciousness and devotional service. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj in the 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Yasyasti Bhaktir Bhagavati Akinchana Sarvayar Gunaistatra Samasate Sura Harav Abhaktasya kuto mahad guna, mano ratenasati dhavato bahi. One who attains pure, unalloyed devotional service to the Supreme Lord develops all the good qualities of the demigods, whereas a person who does not develop such devotional service, despite all material qualifications, is sure to go astray, for one hovers simply on the mental platform. Thus, material qualifications are valueless without devotional service. Thus ends Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 11, Service to the Lord, Part 5, The Three Classes of Devotees, recorded July 28, 2021, by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Gopinath, Gopinath, tumi kripa parabara, jivera karane, Siya prapanche lila koile subistara Gopinath Gopinath Ami ki doshe doshi Asura shakala Pailo charanna Vinoda thakilo bhoti Gopinath Gopinath Gopinath, 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 Gopinath. Gopinath Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
O Gopinath, Lord of the Gopis, please hear my request. for I am a wicked materialist, always addicted to worldly desires, and no good qualities do I possess. O Gopinath, you are my only hope, and therefore I have taken shelter at your lotus feet. I am now your eternal servant. O Gopinath, how will you purify me? I do not know what devotion is, and my materialistic mind is absorbed always in fruitive work. Now I have fallen into this dark and perilous worldly existence. O Gopinath, everything here is your illusory energy. I have no strength or transcendental knowledge, and this body of mine is not independent, nor is it free from the control of material nature. O Gopinath, this sinner who is weeping and weeping begs for an eternal place at your divine feet. So please, give me your mercy. O Gopinath, you are able to do anything, and therefore you have the power to deliver all sinners. So, who is there that is more of a sinner than me? O Gopinath, you are the ocean of mercy. Having come into this phenomenal world, you expand your divine pastimes just for the sake of the fallen souls. O Gopinath, I am so sinful that although all the demons attained your lotus feet, Bhakti Vinod has remained in worldly existence. Om Tat Sat.